We are on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, around 12 lines from the bottom. Now let us again see the Loshon HaMishneh. Mishneh says, Ein Efroim Minichse Yesoimim Elo Min HaZiburis. That if a person is Goyve from Yesoimim, so it can only be goive min ziburis from the karka gorua. Now let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Boy rabachadvoi barami." What is pshat in this halacha? Yisaimim sha'omru. That what it says, that from nitzi yisaimim, you can only be goive min haziburis. So what is this speaking about? What type of Yisoimim are we speaking about? Ktanim or Yafilu Gedoilim? Are we speaking about only Yisoimim Ktanim? Or Yafilu Gedoilim? Or we're speaking about Yisoimim that are Gedoilim, the over Bar Mitzvah? Now what are the Tzdodim of the Boyem Rabachadvoy? So the Tzdodim of the Shaila is as follows. Takantehi the Ovid Rabbonah. Maybe this is a takone, the Ovid Rabbonin Gabi Yasmi. It's a special takone that was made for Yisoimim. That means, Meiker Hadin, we should not mourn from Ziburis. We should mourn from Beinonitz. In the Rabbonin made a takone, is Lektanim Ovid Rabbonin Lekdoilim Loi Ovid Rabbonin. Is this takone was only made Letzairich Tanim. Or maybe the reason that we mourn from Ziburis of Yisoimim is not a takone, it is Meikar Hadin. Because Meikar Hadin, a malve, is only entitled to Ziburis. That was the previous sugya. That what a malve is goive mibeininis, this is a takone mishum neilas delas. That means as follows, that a malva will say, I'll lend money, and I'll end up with ziburis, with a karke gorua, saimoichel the whole Indian, so never lend money. So being mamid the din al tiloi, and that the malva can only mourn from ziburis, by doing this we are shutting the doors for all oivim. No one will be interested in lending money. So therefore, the Rabbonon made a takone that the malve should be entitled to be goive beinonis. So all the time, a malve lends money, but he says he's only lending because with the intentions to be goive beinonis. But if the malve is assured that when he'll be goive from the loive, he'll get beinonis, now maybe the loive might die, and then there'll be goive miziburis. That doesn't hinder, that doesn't hold back the malva from lending money. Who chalims that the loive is going to die? So memele, there's no ni'ilis delis involved. If the loive will die in Oman, me'ikar adin ziburis from the Yisoimim. So memele, that what you mon ziburis from the Yisoimim is not a takone. Meiker Hadin, the Malve is not entitled to something better than Ziburis. Dloimasi Gadaite, the Malve, the Misloive. When the Malve lends money, he never cholims, he never thinks that the Loive is going to die. Vinovli Nixi Kamiyasmi, that the Yisoimim will Yashin the Nechosim. The Havale Neil Delis, and from the Yisoimim he'll be Goiva Ziburis. This will never hold back the malva. He never cholims that the loiv is going to die. So he feels secure to lend money, and he's under the impression he won't lose. So if as the case does occur, that the malva, that the loiv dies, and now he's money from Yisoimim, Chazal never made a takon in such a case. And therefore, he mons midine, miziburis. So if it's a gviya midine, there's no difference if the yisaimim are ktanim or gdolim. Hilkach afilu gdolim nami. Now let us see the lashon of Rashi. Zot Rashi yazay. Takantohu the ovid rabbono. Lochus ala yisaimim. The whole thing is a takone tev rachmonis and the yisaimim. Lahamido maldin teire. That means even though the rabbonon were misakin, that a malve is entitled mit der rabbonon to be goive miziburis, mit beinenis. But chazal were chas, they had rachmonis and the yisaimim. L'amidam adin teire, sheyezer teireach u'moicher es ha-ziburis. She'en lemi yitrach bishvilo. That means like this. Ziburis is a karke. That if a person puts effort into selling it, he'll advertise it, he'll be able to sell ziburis also. But ziburis is more difficult to sell than beinenis. There's a smaller demand for ziburis. So Chazal said, if the owners of the ziburis are yesaimim ktanim and will take away their beinenis and will leave them over with ziburis, they'll never have an etzer to how to sell it. So memela, they'll be stuck with ziburis and they'll be unable mitoich katnusam to sell it. So that's a gewaldic hezek to the yesaimim ktanim. Masha'in came the malve. The malve, even though ziburis is not an ideal karka, but al kaponim, it's something that the malve eventually is able to sell and get money for. But by ktanim, they made a takonim. So if the reason is mitzat takonim, the whole takonim was only said if we are being goyve from yesaimim ktanim. Oidilme loy tak lav takanto. It's not a takonim. Elodina havoi, meiker hadin, we are goive miziburis the yesaimim. Look, minu adiraisa, that because meiker hadin minatoire, a malve is goive miziburis. Shedinai beziburis, the din of a malve is to be goive ziburis. The time my omru dinai bebeinenis, why did Chazal say that the din of a Malvis bebeinenis, mishum nilis delis. Because if he'll know that he can only be goyve ziburis, he'll never learn money. Hilka. Inami loy miskini rabbonin le migvi miyasmi beinenis. Afilu the rabbonin will not make this takone that you're goyve from yesaimim beinenis. Ein kanilis delis. This will not be a reason for the malve to hold himself back from lending money. The malva will not think twice of not lending money. Maybe the leiva will die. He never thinks that such a thing might occur. So if the tam is because meiker hadin, the malve is not entitled to the beinenis of yesaimim, because there is no nihilis delis legabi the malve, even though he'll get the ziburis of the yesaimim. So therefore, mikminon leyadine is afilu gdoilem nami dinon kein. So then the loch is afilu by gdoilem also. Now just before we go further, I'd like to mention the Rajba asks the Kashem, there's a lot of takonis in the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah ends, Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. The reason of all these halachas is Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam is a takonis. So if you learn that it's a takonis, Tikkun Ha'olam, it's Rachmonis and the Yisaimim, they'll never know what to do with the ziburis. This is a tikkun ha'olam. So it's very good. They tikkun ha'olam. But if we say the second mahalach in the Gemara, that what the malvis gave a ziburis from the Yisrael, not a tikkun ha'olam, midina he gets ziburis. And we didn't make a takonah for him. So it's not tikkun ha'olam. This kasha the Rashba is. So the Rashba says, in the Bemis in the Gemara before, it's mavur not only by balchayv he's goyve miziburis, by nezikin he's also goyve miziburis. And there's also, yeah, how could it be goyve miziburis over there if midine deserves idius? But the Gemara says before mahalchem why he's goyve miziburis by nezikin. So by nezikin, by nezokin, there it's zicher mipnei tikkun ha'olam. That's poshut. And by nezokin, only from ktanim, not from gdolim. The subject of the Gemara is, but what is by balchoyim? Is balchoyim also mishum tikkun ha'olam, and therefore only you can be goyim ziburis from ktanim and not from gdolim? Or by balchoyim it's medina, and the tikkun ha'olam only applies by nezokin. That's how the Rashba explains pshat in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara vayta, so toshma, so now we want to be poshet to shayla. The Tony Abaye Keshisha had learned, Yisaimim Sha'amru, the Baraisa says that din, what speaks about Yisaimim, G'dayla, Vein Tzorech Loim Ktanim, it's speaking about G'daylim, and Avadi Givis Ktanim. So the Gemara, so we see klar enough in the Baraisa that the din that is a special halacha by Yisaimim is by Gedolim also. So we're pushing to Shaila. So the Gemara says, Anshuldik, there's no raya, this Baraisa Bechlal is not talking about Ziburis. This Baraisa is speaking about Shvuah. The Godel Bemili Devuah Kikotn Domi. A Godel in the asokim of his father is kikotn domi. Avalinyin zibur is like, balinyin zibur is it could be dafke ktanim and not gedoyla. So now, let us see Rashi. What the dichri of the Gemara is. Lishvui, leinyin shomru chachome, haboli pora minichse yisoymem, leifra ela bishvui. Chazal meira takone. That if a person wants to be goyve minichse yisaimim, so he has to swear that he wasn't paid. Vafilu hoitzi shtar, afilu the malve is a shtar. A malve comes to yisaimim, so the malve says, no, I lent your father money, here's the shtar, shtolche biyodi my boy, he never paid me up, pay me up. So the halacha is, we don't have to pay up. First you swear that you didn't get paid up. Fragt Rashi, why do I have to swear? I have a shtar. So Rashi says, the hava avuin the yasmikai, if the father of the Yisaimim would been alive, dilma have toin v'omar ishtabali deloi praticha u'mashbein alei kedemrinem b'shvus. The Gemara says in Shvus Amor de Kechidish, that even though me'iker adin, in Hilchis Momin, if a malve has a shtar, and the shtar is proof that the choiv was not paid up, so meikar did the malve can be goyve from the loive. But the loive can come with a taine. Good, ishtabali. You're saying I never paid you five. You swear that I didn't pay you. And Chazal gave the father a koyach. If he's timing a tainus bori, I paid you in ishtabali the loipraticha. So they gave the loiva a koyach that he could be mashbia the malva. If he tainus, I paid you. Now the yisoimim can never taina the father paid the you because they don't know whatever the father did. But there's a halacha will taina for yisoimim. That means even though they don't know if the father did pay or didn't pay, but since the father had this schus to be teiveya ashvur from the malve, so the amishum dina de taininon, we taine for the yisaimim that ishtabali de loy praticha. Vashtanam tanina bishvil yasmi ilohamil safil gdoilam nami. And by this then, it doesn't matter if the ktanim or gdolim, for the gdolim will also tiny shtabali. The god of the gabi mili da aviv kikotn hu, because voskeit miron, that he's a godul, he's an 18-year-old voskeit miron, but what the father did, he doesn't know. Eloi. He doesn't know if the father paid or not. So Memela, that's what this Baraisa is speaking about. The Baraisa is telling us that Yisoymim Sha'amu, the din that Nishboim Apolifcha Minitzi Yisoymim Tzach Lishova. So this halacha was said bein b'inyin yisaimem gdoilim, bein b'inyin yisaimem k'tan. Avlinyin ziburis. I'm a lot of time in Shem Dechosa Rabon and Alayla Midam din Torah. But by ziburis, we're back to our shayla. Could be that the whole time is, because they made a takona l'tzayich yisaimem. Uktanim v'loy gdoilim. Agavuch, I'd like to mention one vote that there's a machloikis Rashi in Toisvis in this halacha. Rashi says the din of haboli pora minichsi yisaimim lo yifra elo vishvua is mishum the din of tainino. Just like if the father would be alive and he would taini ishtabali, so memele he would be forced to swear, the malva would be forced to swear. So we taini for the yisaim. So Toisvis in Shvuas asks Akasha, Taisus and Shuas Taf Mem Aleph or Med Aleph, asks Akasha and Rashi, what would be in a case if the father would not be able to be Mashbia the Malva? For example, when the Malva lent money to the Loive, so the Loive said, Noki Neder, Noki Shvuah. You'll be able to mon from me money without swearing. That was an Upmach B'Shah Salvo. So then the loive cannot be mashbia. So Taisva says, so according to Rashi, then there'll be no din of tainim. The yisaimim aren't better than the father. And Taisva has a raya that from yisaimim you will have to swear. So kochel, it's a bazundere din, not out the din of tainim. We say, since the father could have tained, we tained for the father. No, pshat is a bazundere aloha bolifcha minichsel yisaimim. La yifra elo bishvut. Ve'ilchese. So bekitzel, that is the, so we can't be poishet to shayla. So now let's get back to the shayla. Ve'ilchese. Yisaimim sha'omru gedoilim, bein tzorech loy mektanim, bein leshvut, bein lezibur. So lemaisa, we are poishet to shayla. That by Gedolim also they made, by Gedolim also Yaman from Ziburis, it's not Mishum Lesser, the Takante, it's Mishum Meikar Adin, the Malve is not entitled to Mon Beininis from Yisaimim, so it comes out who had in Yisaimim Gedolim. Let us see Taisus. Yisaimim Sha'amru, Bein Leshvue, Bein Leziburis. And now Taisus says, a Moiridike problem. V'im taima, l'shvua heichem ashkachas lo b'ktanim l'rav asi d'oma b'perik shuma yisoymim ein niskokim l'nichse yisoymim elim kein ribis oicheles behem. Now, Rav Asi said, amoyridika halocha, if we want to be goyve minichse yisoymim, and Rav Asi said along this, if we want to be goyver from Nisri Yisaimim, you cannot chepa with Yisaimim. You can't be goyver. We tell them, wait till they become gdoilim. They're 2 years old now. You wait till they become them. We will not chepa with these nechosim. What is the reason for Ravasi? The reason of Ravasi is dilme hitvis tzchori. That means we're afraid maybe the father paid them up already. He wanted to make sure that the loive, that the Lev wants to make sure that the malva will be paid up. So he gave him already a mashkin, you can keep this, and so you'll be assured that you have the money for the chay. So memeila, yisaimim ketanim can never be mevara such as ach. So memeila, therefore, by yisaimim ketanim, we will never be goyve from yisaimim ketanim. Unless, just let's be magdim a little what Taisva says, unless before the father died, before the father died, he said on his deathbed, I never paid up the malva. No, if the father said on his deathbed, he never paid up the malva, so then the when the loiva died, there will be mulman from nichsek tan. What's there to worry about? But, in such a case that the father said, I never paid up the malva, you don't have to swear. The loiva said claw on his deathbed, I never paid up the malva, so the malva doesn't have to swear. So according to Rav Asi, how do you have a case that the malve is being goive minichse yisoymim ktanim, and he has to swear. Mamanavsha. If the father said on his deathbed, I never paid him up, then he's goive. He doesn't have to swear. If the father didn't say, then you can't be goive. You're not goive, period. We say you wait. Maybe the father gave you tzchori. So memela such a hechetim. So the case of ziburis is very good. The case of ziburis is the father said on his deathbed, I never paid up. So now we're goive from yisaimim ktanim ziburis. But shvue, what's the case? If the father was moide, you don't swear. If the father was not moide, you're not goive. So that's Tosfos kasha. Here we have a. So how do you have such a case? L'shvu eichem ashkachas lo bektanim l'rav Asi. V'omah v'pek shuma yisaymim ein iskokim l'nichse yisaymim elim kein ribis eicheles b'em, unless by waiting, so the ribis will accumulate, his interest which will accumulate day after day and month after month, and so then we pay up because let's not be narish, they'll lose their whole karka. Ubi shloime ziburis mashkachas log shahoido umeis. Laravuna doma medimishim tzrori. Ziburis, it shaykh that they mon ziburis. Speaking about hoido umeis. So my mail is not shas tzrori. Aber shvua leke. But in that case, there's no shvua. And if he wasn't hoido umeis, there's no gvir. Now, let me give a shtickel agdome. Rabbi Natam is saying a teretz. Let's understand. He's for inferring what he wants to say. So let's just explain. So Rabbi Natam wanted to say as follows. We're speaking about a case of ribbis achelis b'hem. The mother says if there's ribbis, you pay. And you go even from ketana. So speaking about tetzashtar sheyesh by ribbis. So can't show you a ben, how can be a shtar sheyesh by ribbis? You're not allowed to lend a yid with ribbis. So speaking about that the malva was a goy. The malva was a goy. So the malva was a goy. So memela, so then we have no problem. The malva was a goy. So then, afilu ravasi that says, that ain, afilu ravasi that says, ain niskokim lenichse yisoimin, but ribbis achelis ben, we can't make breidla. They'll lose their whole money. So speaking about, so how do you have a case of ribbis echeles behem? The case of ribbis echeles behem is speaking about that the malva was a goy. And he'll be very happy, you don't have to pay right away, I can come in 10 years, and then there'll be goy the hoin rav. But we won't wait for the malva to come in 10 years, so we want the malva to pay now. Then this kokim lenichse yisaimin. So we tell the goy to swear. That's the story. The goy swears. Just 1 second. But now there's a problem. And then the Rebbe Natan for and for everything. There's a problem. The Gemara says that a person is not permitted to make shutfis with a goy. Why are you not allowed to make shutfis with a goy? Because maybe there'll be a sichsuch between you and the goy. And the goy will swear, I didn't do anything wrong. And the goy is going to swear b'shem avay dezorah. And there's a lav la yishama al picha. Because of you, the goy is swearing, but because of you, he's mentioning, he's swearing b'shem avay dezorah. So there's a lav. So you're not allowed to let a goy swear. A goy doesn't swear b'shem Hashem. The goy swears b'shem avay dezorah. So memela, so what's pshat in this teretz? We're saying that it's speaking about that we tell the goy to swear. Chas v'shalom will never tell the goy to swear. So this problem, the Rabbi Natam here, the Rabbi Natam says it's speaking about a goy. We tell the goy to swear. So what do you mean, tell the goy to swear? There's a lav of lo yishama al picha. So the Rabbi Natam says that there's a big machlekes. The Rabbi Natam and the Rashba. Zot the Rabbi Natam. The Rabbi Natam b'meforish. The davke shutvis omru chachomim the osa lasis im oivet kechomim shema yischayv lo shvu. The Rabbi Natam learns this whole thing is a smachta, and this is the rabbon. The chazal said, don't get involved with the goy. It might come out, we'll have to swear, and we don't want this. So lechatchila, they said, you're looking for a shutif, don't become a shutif with a goy.
So that's what they said.
But what happens if we have a matzah that the guy is now a malve, and if he won't swear, who knows? So could be he's taking money shaloi kedin. So memele avolim kvar nischayev mutalakabum and de lahatzel miyodai. That means this lahatzel miyodai. What are they? I'll be from over here. I'll be from and I'll say, listen, says I. I'll tell the guy don't swear. So what'll be? I'm full of on the Yosemin's places. Maybe the father paid him up. The guy's also scared of a shvur. So memela. So here the lo yishama al picho. Rabbi Natan learned as an asmach the baalme. It's only a din lechatchila. Don't get involved with a guy which might bring to a shvur with a skol Hashem avodah zarah. But But if lemaisa lahatzel miyada, if now we have a situation, the goy is a malvin, he has a shtar, and if I won't be mechayev and mashvur, the yisaimim might lose money. So here lahatzel miyada mechayev mashvur, I yisweis b'shem avodah. No. So tony nasmach the balme, alun kvar nischayev mutar lekabel emenik de lahatzel miyada. That through a yid, one should not hear. A shvu should not be made b'shem avay d'zor. Asmach the ba'alme. That's not pshat and posik. The krobi Yisrael ayri. The posik means that a yid is not allowed to swear b'shem avay d'zor. Lo yishom al picha. But that thing that you're not allowed to swear. The God allowed through you a goy shouldn't swear. That's an asmach the baalme, and the asmach is only said lechatchila. But if it's lahatzel miyodam, it's permissible. The ikel, just one second. The kobi Yisrael ayli osi shaper. The ikel leukmi b'shtar sheyesh peiribis. So now we have eichetim. So we're speaking about a shtar sheyesh peiribis. Uboivet kechovim. Shekibul olav lodim b'dinei Yisrael. He said, listen, whatever you say, I'll do. So he told him, listen, you have to swear. Fine, I'll swear. So memele, so that's the story. So memele, there's no problem of anus cooking, because it's speaking about ribis echelos bem, and ribis echelos bem is cooking the nichsei Yisrael miktan. Now I saw in the yellow sashacha, ask a kasha, what kind of, there was a takona you have to swear. So, he says, what kind of chashivas is if a person swears b'shem avodah zarah? What does that mean? Just like the avodah zarah is emes, also emes. That's like a pshat. So what kind of chashivas is this? So he wants to say, the Yosef Shach wants to say like this, we're getting into a problem. But the Ran in the beginning of the Dorim brings down Shitas HaRishayim that Me'iker Adin, a Shvuah does not need Hashem. I mean, the Etzem Nusach of Shvuah is without Hashem. I don't need Hashem. The Inyan of by Shvuah HaDayonim, you need Hashem, is L'choymer Adovo, it's Ha'iyum. That means that Tzabazundere Pachad in Moire, when you mask Hashem Hashem. That means the Birul of Shvuah, the Birur of Shvuah is without any Haskaris. A Shvuah. And there's an Indian of Shvuah we find in the Torah Goyim also sweat. I mean, Baksim and Seif Parshas Vayetze, I mean, Lovon, Chayra swore, he swore by Lahay Nocher. He says, Fakert in Iyum, it's Gewaltik Lahay Nocher. I mean, Bayim Lahay Nocher means something. So fakir, so a shvuah, it's a shvuah without Hashem. You don't need Hashem to make it for a shvuah. And the whole purpose of askoras Hashem is le'iyum, that he should have a pachat, that he should, so memele, so fakir, he'll have a pachat when he mentions the shem avodah zarah. That's what the Yelus HaShacha wants to say. Avo. But this is a moira de kechidish from the Rabbeinu Tam, that's only at an asmachte. The whole thing is a moira de kechidish. The whole thing is an asmachte. The whole asmachte was lechatchila, you shouldn't enter into shutvas with a goy. But the yeved, lemaise, if you did enter, you could swear already, it's lots of miyodo. אבל לפי מה שפירש הבן נשמו, ותרשבם עוד דעוסו לקבל מן נשמו מקבל חוי מדישות וסקוש, ורשבם זה ספונק פקר. לישום הפיך is telling me that you shouldn't even enter a matzv that might bring a שבועה בשם אבוי דזור. במשביעים, הבאד הגבי שינר על אלתו. ויש לו אימא. So Taisus answers, the מיירי בגר תוישב, שקיבל עולו ושלו לבין אבוי דזכחו. So Taisus is a very גשמק יותר. We're speaking about a גר תוישב. A גר תוישב is a גר that was מקבל בבסן לשבע מצווס. He won't be עובד אבוי דזור. A גר תוישב is a גוי. You'll have to give him ריבס. So Mamela have a beautiful case. He's a ger toishov, and it's bigma ribis echeles behem. That means the only way you can be goyve from Yosei Mektanim is davke ribis echeles behem. So there's ribis echeles behem. He's allowed to take ribis. His shvua is a shvua. He won't swear b'shem avoydezore. So Mamela, it's shalom ha-Yisrael. This is a beautiful akimte that the whole case is speaking about ribis echeles behem and the malv is a ger toishov. Inami. Now Taisus wants to say a second teretz, which is a little complicated. Kedemuki lo bi Yerushalmi b'hakosev. The Yerushalmi in Perek HaKosev says this akimta. Tifta. Ksha'orev loy min ha'ivet kechoven. The Ayid became an orev from a goy. Ve'kibol ha'ivet kechoven. And the guy was mekabel leipora min hachayev tchile. We'll explain this one. And the guy said that I'm going to mum from the loive first. I'm going to mum from the loive first, not from the orit. Di lavochi hoivet kechovim bosal v'ozol, v'ozol kinamrinen beizel nesher. Now, Taisus is mentioning a few points here which need elaboration. Number one, let's start backwards. What Taisus is saying, that it's speaking about that the goy said he'll be teveya from the chayev tchile, not from the olive. Now, let us make a scenario to understand what Taisus is saying. Normally, when an olive comes to a goy, and the olive tells the goy, listen to me, you know, lend that yid money. The goy says, listen, I have nothing to do with that yid. You want I shall lend money. I'm giving you the money, you do whatever you want, or I'm going to mum from you. That means I'll give it to him, it's a semi, I'm lending to you the money, I'm going to be gave of you. You I know, I can trust, that of that yid I don't know. So Memele, so the halva is to you, and you do whatever you want with it. Want to give it to him, give it to him. I have no shaykhis with him. I trust you, I'm lending the money because of you, and I'll be gave it from you. Nothing to do with that life. Now, that's normally the case of a goy. That's the derech of goy. That if the whole halvor is al yidei orev, so they have nothing to do with the loive. You're the reason that I'm lending the money. I have to do with you, not with the loive. Whatever, you go for the loive. I have nothing to do with you. Now, let us speak about such a case. And this is a very shchiachnik shaila, which is very, very negeya, by credit cards. Let's talk about credit cards in 1 minute, and then we'll talk about this case. Reuven comes over to Shimon, and he says to Shimon, you know, lend me your credit card, and I want to buy something with your credit card. No problem. So Shimon gives to Reuven his credit card, and Reuven buys something, and he pays each month, he pays ribbis, and finish, Reuven is paid. So this is awesome. You know why this is also? Because according to the credit card company, the loive is not Reuven. The loive is Shimon's credit card. The loive is Shimon. Shimon borrowed money from the credit card company. He gave it to Reuven to do that Shimon's ASIC. But the Besen has not, the credit card company has nothing to do with Reuven. They issued the card to Shimon. Shimon is the loive. You gave it to Reuven, so you're borrowing. They have nothing to do with Reuven. So Memela, so now, so in other words, Napshat is that Reuven is borrowing from the credit card company and has to pay up the credit card company, but if it's not. The borrower from the credit card company is Shimon. Shimon borrowed. He's Achoy.
The credit card company does not think about ruble. If he doesn't pay up, he has to pay interest each month. That's his cheshbon with the credit card company. How did Reuven get the money? Because Shimon lent him the money. That's what is happening. That means that Be'emesin, the loive is Shimon. The chiyuv ribis is butel on Shimon to pay the credit card company. Reuven is getting the money, pshat is Shimon is lending him the money. I'm lending you the money. So how much money did he lend him? He lent him how much the purchase was for. He should now pay, Reuven should pay Shimon now more than he got from him? That's ribis, anshuldig. That's ribis, mi Yisrael, li Yisrael. You borrowed, you're paying interest, I'm not paying up, that's your problem. But lemaise, Reuven is not permitted to give Shimon ribis. Even though the chayv was not paid up, But since Reuven is not a loive from the credit card company, Reuven is a loive from Shimon, Reuven has to pay back Shimon what he received from Shimon, which was only the amount of the purchase. This is a Merdeka problem. Now, this is, the Gemara says this Lagabi, a for a goy. That if a person becomes an other for a goy, so the goy says, I have nothing to do with you, with the loive, my whole asik is with you. So Mela, I lent you money. You're giving it to the Yid, that's your problem. You're giving it to the Leiva, that's your problem. So Mela, so then if he'll give the money to the Leiva, the Leiva cannot pay him ribis. Because the Leiva received from him only a canon. So Mela, he can't pay him ribis. So if Taisvis is saying in Akimte that it's speaking about there was a Goyish and Malva and an Orif, And the loive, so Tosfos says, we're speaking about a unique case. The uniqueness of this case is that before, when they lent the money, we spoke out with the goy, this case is different. Don't mon mitchila from the orev, you can mon from the chayev, you can mon from the loive. The loive is also, that means that the loive is achoy to pay up and you can go directly to the loive. The kibbalay become the porim in achayiv trila. He said, fakel, and I'm from the loive. So now it's a new story. If the case is that the goy said, I'm money from the loive, so pshat is that I'm lending the loive money. I'm making up with the loive, he's mechuyev to pay me ribis. So Memele, the whole ribis over here is min haloive el hagoy. That's the ribis, which is a dova muta. The goy just told the orib, but listen here, if this yid won't pay up, you have to pay me up. You have to pay me up whatever he's supposed to pay up. Now, if the yid will pay up, let's say he was supposed to pay up, now the keren, which is $100, 2 years passed by, now has to give him $300 already, he has to give him $300. And he comes to the loiv, and the loiv didn't pay up, so he comes to the orif, the months from the orif, $300. Now the orif comes to the loiv, I laid out $300 for you, now you have to pay me $300. The chiyuv from the loiv to the orif is what I laid out to you. That means you become a chuyv, because I laid out $300, you have to give me $300. Then there's no problem of ribis. So first of all, that is the Yakimta. The Yakimta is speaking about the Malve was a goy. He lent the Loive money beribis. That was the story. The Loive died. The Loive died. Now the Maram says, Pshat, if the Loive died, so the Obnach was, if the Loive is alive, I'm going to the Loive. If the Loive is not alive, so then I'll go to you. Then I'll go to you. But I'll go upon him. There's no problem. So Memele. So what happened? So let's be Megashim Dinyan. So Fakel. Now he's going to the Orif. And the Orif pays him up. The Orif, let's say the three years pass by and that is a chayva $300. So now the other pays the goy $300. Now he comes to the Yisaimin. Yisaimin lech yomi $300, which is no problem. So we say, fine, But, before you just swear that my father didn't give you any money. Now you're being delivered from us. So we have a case of Ribis Echeles, Ben. We have a case, the Nishba is not a Goy, the Nishba is a Yid. And that's the case of the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi made this kugel, that it's speaking about that there is a Choyv Shal Ribis because the Malva was a Goy. The Toiveya from the Yisayimim is a Yid. And this Yid has to swear, and the Shalom HaYisrael, I ain't this kugel and nix the Yisayimim, I'm a Keribis Echelesbe. Sam Seifer says he doesn't understand Taisvis. He says he doesn't understand the whole story over here. He says, let's say the guy comes. The guy comes, let's say before the ribbis starts accumulating. So the Orev will tell he says the Orev should tell the guy, go to the Yisayim. Anshuldig. Go to the Yisayim. Akoch is speaking about they have money. Because if you don't have money, what you worried about? Ribbis Echelos Ben. And he later is going to go to the assignment. Why do I have to swear? Why don't you go to... why do I have to swear? How do I get involved? Tell the guy to go to the assignment. Let him be goyve from the assignment. That's a heter gomel because Ribbis Echelos Ben. Why do I have to get involved? Now I should pay you and then I have to swear for the assignment? A shvu is not such a green as that. Malonu letzora hazois. Malonu letzora hazois. Send the guy right away. The guy could mon from the, he's moning trille from the loive. So he could mon zicha from the Yisayimim also. Good, he can mon from me. I'll send him to the Yisayimim. Let the Yisayimim pay up. And this is a glatazach. And I don't have to swear. How do I get involved in Gansen? Why should I have to swear? The Chassam Sefer says, doesn't understand Taisvis. This is what the Chassam Sofer says. The Elsa Shacha wants to say, Enechanami, it's speaking about that he runs direct from the Yisayim. Right? He runs direct from the Yisayim. But before the Yisayim swear, the Orev has to swear to the Yisayimim that he never got sorry, which is a Muridik Echidish. That means the Elfa Shachar is saying that it's mutal on the Orev to be Mevara. Not only, this is a Muridik Echidish, Pasha we learn, Pshat, if I'm taking away money from the Yisayimim and there's a Chash Tzori, so Memela, I have to swear to be Mevara there was no Tzori. But the Elfa Shachar says, I feel I'm not taking away from the assignment. The guy is taking away from the assignment. That's 100% right. The guy can go straight to the assignment. And we'll pay up the guy because it's Ribbis Echelos. But before they pay the assignment, they call the Orif, that the Orif should swear that there was no Atfosus Sori by him. And then the guy can be goyve from the assignment. Inami Toysi says maybe we'll have another case which is more simpler. Rabbi Yochanan and his cooking the ksube. There was a bezundere takone that a ksube we do mon al tchina. They were misakin that a isha came on the ksube from Yisayimim. So Mamela, so she has to swear. Now, ein efroim in the chasim ishubodim the mokim sheyesh b'nei chayim. That means that. Let's see what Rashi says. B'mokim shiyesh b'nei chayrim. Da osu lekuchis lentsuya meima minei govi shreyesh lecha mokim. The lekuchis can come with a taina. That means, why are you moaning from us? We left over karkois by the loive, so moan from the loive. So memeo they made a takone, al tzlochera tikan oilam, al pseida de lekuchis. Boy Ravachadvoy Barami Bematona Hayek. What's the din if it's not Lakuchis? They didn't pay for it, they got it for free, a matona. Takantu Dovid Rabonon Mishum Pseida the Lakuchis. This whole takone was that the Lakuchis gave out money, they bought a karka. They bought a karka of $100,000. Now the Malva comes and says, you know, this kak is meshubet to me, so what's gonna be? So he's gonna lose his $100,000. He made an investment. Go to the loive. The loive is kakois. Why are you money from me? So that's, so the takona was in Hanam. You go to the loive. But mokim sheesh b'nei chayim, you go to the loive. But what is, if it's not lekuchis, it's a matone. Takan to David Rabbanim, shim seyded lekuchis, al matone, lekim seyded lekuchis loi. But matone, there's no pseyde. So he got it for free. It's a memele. So now the malva kebon his shibud from the mekabel matone. Oidulme, matone nami ilav de islay hanomine lo yoiv le matone. Why does a person give a matone to someone else? Because he was doing him a whole bunch of favors. He felt indebted to him. So every matone is also a pseyde, the mekabel matone. How much was he working and doing tayvis to him that he should get this matone? So now you take it away from him. That's also called, that's equivalent to pseyde de lekuchas. Now let's see what Rashi says. Matone hayes. Im shibut shel meshubodim halolu einei machmas mecha, o shenesonam b'matone la'achar shelove mizeh. V'shayer ziburis lefonim. But that's the shayla. That means we're talking about a Baal Choy, who's dinah bebeininis, and he gave him the beininis, he gave him matone, v'shayer ziburis lefonim, hayech migvi. How is this Baal Choy goyve? Miziburis b'nei choyrim, is he goyve from the ziburis of b'nei choyrim? Hay mi beininis mishubode. Yeah. That is the shayla. Omalei mar keshisha berei v'rav chizda l'rabashi toshma. So we can get a baraisa which says a multitude of halachas. And we're going to be medayik from these halachas when we push it to shayla. Shchiv mara she'omar tnu mosayim zuz l'ploini. A shchiv mara, posh was speaking about a shchiv mara is mechala kol nechoso. So he's saying like this, to Reuven give 200 zuz. The Gimel Meis Leplaini. To Shimon, 300. The Dalet Meis Leplaini. Now, so it comes out, how much is he giving altogether? He's giving 900 zuz. That's what he's giving. No, everyone is, now what happens? He dies. We die, we find there's only 600 zuz that he left over. So now there's a problem over here. Is ein oimrim kol akoydem b'shtar zoch. I don't tell him. Well, I was the first one, he said, 200 zuz. I get my 200 zuz. Later, you'll find it out with the other one. No, there's no such thing. Ein oimrim kol akoydem b'shtar zoch. Let us see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi. Ein oimrim kol akoydem b'shtar tzavo zoch likode. So he zoche that he has to get his what he was, what he gave him, shlo yitla achoinim elamasha shayir harishin, that achoinim can only take whatever was left over from the rishin, shim yechosa, if there's chosa money by the noisin, shlo yimtsu shom kolka, lo yinifse the rishin, now he was the first one. Holoim rina, I don't say that at all. The kivin, the loy oma achav lepoini. That means if the intent of the Nisim Matona was that the first one has to get this amount. Achov, if there's anything left, then the second one gets. If there's anything left, then the third one gets. But he didn't say Achov Leplein. He's Labdaka Taktame. So there is no Yisrain Bechlal in that that he was Magdamim. He wants to remove Shimon Levi in certain amounts. He can say, so yes, there has to be a first, second, and third, but the Hagdama of the first does not in any way mean that he's Magdim the first to the second. That's Halacha Aleph. Therefore, Yotza Olov Shtal Choyv. So what if now there's a Shtal Choyv on these Nechosim? Goive mikulam. So the malve is goive mikulam. Kloima. Kulam nifsodim bedova. That means if Hitaka left over 900 zuz, and then there's ashtar choiv that comes that he owes him 500 zuz. is goyve mikuna klima kulon nifsodim bedova ish lefi chelkoi. That means that he'll come with a shtar for 500, a shtar chayi for 500 zuz. So memela, there's left over 400 zuz, and we have here these three people. So these three people will divide the 400 zuz lefi chelko. Bal aba meyes nifsad yoser mikulo. Shadin lachze ulechalek la'ache sheyifru lozeh michelkoi shel echad mehem. Because now, after the 500 zuz was taken away, so now we are going to divide whatever is left over between these three. Shim yotz aleim choyv shalmone is chelkin oisoy letisha chalokim. So in the, as Rashi is saying, in the chayv alone, how much of the chayv has to be paid by each one? That means if this is vishalim zeh beis chalokim v'zeh shloisha v'zeh dalet. That means the karka belongs to us, and I possess more of the karka than you, and you possess more of the karka than the first one. So memela, so the choyv has to be divided, paid up according to the bailis that each one has in the nechosim. So the maisa, the one who has a greater chelik in the nechosim, has to pay up a greater chelik in the choyv. And that's what happens. So that is pshat in this first bavir. Everyone has to be mishtatev in the peroin achoyv, and it's lefi what they possess in this matna shchivmeras.